This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us on this, what day is it? My sheet says Thursday. Can you confirm, Brad?
It is indeed Thursday.
It's been Thursday all week.
Oh my gosh. Now that you say that, yeah, that's exactly how it feels.
It felt like that all week. And it's finally Thursday. Unfortunately, now it feels like it should be Friday. Ryan's supposed to be back with us tomorrow, and we're all leaning in to see if he actually shows up. He should be landing. He should be in the air.
Like, yeah, I just got a text message from him. It said,
where is he?
He said, "This we what was that?
Layover area? Or is he in
the air? Was at 2. We're so 30 minutes delayed. We're on the runway, though. Maybe the last text I can send before we land."
Okay.
And so.
Do you know where his layover is?
LA, I believe.
Okay. Dude's been in Japan for a week plus. I want to know from people listening right now, like, how much Japan do you want to know about? Is he going to... How is he going to do this?
I mean, that's a him problem, isn't it?
Not if he doesn't do it, then well, it's a me problem.
That's true. Then it becomes a you problem. Yeah. That becomes a me problem,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Brad, you are not thinking about this the way I'm thinking about this. Like, oh, he'll struggle through it. No.
No, what I'm thinking about is if he's like, oh, no, I'm not coming in, I am going to leave him at the airport then.
Mm-hmm. You got to make him give you a full commitment.
Yep. I'm going to have a document written up by legal for him to sign when he gets there. And if he doesn't sign it, I'm just leaving him at the airport. I'll take Katie home, but...
Current local time in Tokyo, Japan. Why is this hard to Google? This should be easier than it is right now. I think it's the middle of the night. I'm looking forward to it. I want to hear his stories. I mean, he sent us a couple videos, and we've posted those on the Annie Fry YouTube channel if you want to see. The Trump one is the funniest one.
4:09 in Tokyo.
A.M.?
A.M., yes.
Ryan doesn't function on no sleep. He's got a schedule. He gets, if it gets to be like 10 p.m., if we're doing something, we went to Florida last year together, like, he turns into a pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. He, man, when we went to Disney, he hit his head would be, he'd be asleep before his head hit the pillow. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was like to the room, poof, he's out.
Yeah.
And I'm still like trying to decompress and unwind from everything that we did. And all I hear is like, he pops that little mouth guard thing that he's always talking about in his mouth and boom, he's out.
He's gone. That's a skill. Well, I've missed him. I know that you guys have missed him as well. So he should be back tomorrow. And I'll be excited if he is, and I'm going to be not very happy if he's not.
Me neither.
Have you told him what we're doing?
No.
Should we tell the people?
Oh, yes.
He's not listening.
He's not going to be able to listen. He'd tell me the Wi-Fi is probably bad on his flight, so.
That's just an excuse. We're going to make him be a contestant on X's and O's tomorrow.
Yeah, which is going to be a blast.
So what kind of, it'd be funny if we asked him all Japan, like Japanese news, see how much he paid attention while he was over there. But Trisha's writing the questions
yep.
for X's and O's every Friday at 2 o'clock. We do X's and O's. If you haven't heard us, it's a fun recap of the week in news. And we generally will have two people face off as contestants. And sometimes they are clients of the show or friends of the show or our coworkers who are really happy to be here on Friday afternoon. the two people who are here. But then it's just like Hollywood Squares, a tic-tac-toe board. Hollywood Squares, each square is numbered 1 through 9. Each square has a question attached to it. And then the contestants get to pick from the experts. And so Brad and I will be experts. And we will, sometimes Leah is an expert. We've had other people come in here and be experts. But Ryan is the host. This is Ryan's hour
yes.
of the show. But we assume that he hasn't probably paid a whole lot of attention. So the idea here is we're going to tell him, don't you dare text him and tell him this if you have his personal number.
No, keep this a secret.
Be on our side here.
But peer pressure him to come to work tomorrow.
Or just peer pressure him if he doesn't. But we are going to have him be a contestant tomorrow. And the way it works is he will pick a square and he'll pick one of us experts. So if he picks Brad, Brad and I are going to try to make him determine whether he believes us or not.
Yes.
We want him to have to try to trust us or not trust us to see if he can read through what we don't usually try to throw the contestants off, but we might go a little roller coaster tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it, and I am looking forward to him being back on the show and getting the natural flow of events. My family is on spring break now. And I usually would take this time off, but since Ryan took it off, I couldn't take the whole time off. So my everybody is at home right now. And today's Thursday. Look at the paper again. Today is Thursday. My husband's first day off of school. He has Thursday, Friday, Monday. And the kids have had all week plus next Monday. And today I had a dumpster delivered to the driveway. And I'm so excited for this dumpster. Why is this? Do y'all understand the excitement of a dumpster? The ability to free your space of things that you move around and walk around all the time, it's going down. My husband just told me on the phone, he goes, I was in the house, he was cleaning or doing laundry or something, and our son came up to me and goes, Dad, there's a dumpster in the driveway. And Dad goes, oh yeah, Mom got that. And he said something like, uh-oh, this isn't good. They know it's coming. You gotta break the seal. You gotta throw the first garbage bag into the dumpster or that first rickety piece of furniture that you're working around and you know you got to sit in it a certain way or you just don't ever, you just live around stuff. You don't use it. Throw it away. Put it in the dumpster and then you go, that felt good. What else can I throw away? My kids are like running away from me like, don't do me. Don't throw me. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of purging, especially when you have 4 kids. The last time I had a dumpster, I think would have been maybe 4 years ago. I bought it at a school auction. Very smart move to put a dumpster, in my opinion, on a school auction. If there's somebody who is in your area, if you're doing a school auction or some sort of silent auction to get a dumpster on there. I don't know if there's a company. I don't remember the company specifically that did the first one, but I'm looking forward to it. Have you ever had a dumpster?
No, but I've never had enough stuff to need a dumpster.
Was your wife think so?
No, you know what? I feel like maybe I'm more of a purger than she is.
Yeah.
But would you get a roll off?
It's a 15 yard one.
Oh yeah. So
it's like, to me, it's like a full size dumpster, but half tall.
Okay.
It's 5 feet tall.
Okay.
So it's easy to just throw stuff in. It's not the full size.
We've done some things where, you know, you have the dumpster and not at our house, but at friends' houses and stuff like that. And we've gone and helped them, quote unquote, move. And a lot of moving is purging. And just to be able to grab whatever it is that, like, do you want to keep this? No. Into the dumpster. Away it goes. You're on to something here. We have so much stuff that we don't even realize that we have until you have to start
You gotta have an emotional conversation with that first thing, which is not real. Don't talk to your stuff. It can't talk back to you. But that was that whole, like, what was that series on Netflix or something that was like, you were supposed to, when you were parting with things, like, you were supposed to look at it and vocally thank it. No, I'm thinking the dumpster. I'm going, thank you. Whoosh, and there it goes. Dash says on YouTube, why not have a name your price yard sale? Dash, let me explain something to you. And you are right. That is what I should do. But the reason why I haven't thrown so many things out over the years is because I think I'll sell it at a yard sale. And I didn't, because yard sales are so much work. Maybe what I could do is start just lining things up at the end of my driveway. You don't have, come take it. You come in the dumpster.
We did that. We did that with some stuff from our house. We had an old computer desk and we set it at the end of our driveway, and somebody walking by just kicked on it until it broke apart. Mm. And so then I had to throw it away anyway.
Mm.
You know, yard sales are, like, in theory, they're a great thing, but you know what yard sales end with? It's a dumpster, and you're throwing away everything that you didn't sell.
I've had yard sales before. The amount of effort and time that goes into yard sales is not worth the money
for me. No, not at all.
Now, I've had yard sales before where it was worth the money for me. Like when my husband was going back to get his teaching degree and we were raising a kid and he wasn't, like, we needed to get rid of some stuff. And that was when I lived in Hamel, and Hamel has a wonderful town yard sale. I think it's in May. It's either Mother's Day weekend or maybe the third weekend of May. But the town was doing it. So it's easy because you just put the people come.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I can understand the things that you want to donate, but you can even go to a Goodwill,
mm-hmm.
and they don't take everything that you bring. They don't put out on the shelves. So what ends up happening on the week on dumpster weekends? This is the second time we've done it. But what would end up happening is stuff starts getting funneled out of the house. Like, for me, the first thing is remove it from the house.
Yeah.
Get it out of the garage. The garage is a huge one.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of things from the garage and the basement. And you get it out of the house. And then if there are decent things that somebody else could use, I was out there and I was taking pictures and sending things. But I'm kind of at the point in my life where most people in my life don't need my junk.
No.
So if it's something that would be useful to somebody else and is still in really good shape, we will just load up the truck and go make laps to Goodwill. And if anybody else has any other suggestions of places that would take particular things, please give me a comment on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Make suggestions of where. I'm not a hoarder, Todd. I am not a hoarder. I am, in fact, the opposite of a hoarder. Watch what you say here, Todd. I am not one of those. Hoarder. No. My mom came over to help me the other, it was like maybe fall break or something. I don't know. I had taken some days off and I was trying to clean the house because I was just like needed me to be there with nobody else so I could clean. And I told my mom, I'm like, I got to get this house in order. I got a day. And she's like, I'll come help. So she sat down and she goes, I'm going to go through this toy box. Are you prepared to let some things go? And I'm like, yes. And so she's going through the toy box and she's pulling and showing me things. I'm like, pitch it, pitch it. Pitch it, pitch it. And she goes, you are ruthless. And I go, no, we just don't need these things. Mm-hmm. I have four kids. We have toys that Charlie played with when he was little. There are a few of them that I will continue to keep. But keeping those toys doesn't bring little Charlie back.
No.
And that is a very emotional place to cross over. But once you get on the other side, you're like, okay. And, you know, I told my husband yesterday, I said, I think I'm going to tell... If Evelyn is listening right now, Jared, just cover her ears. I was going to take my 7-year-old and say, how about I give you $100 and we will go to the toy store and you can spend it on one thing or you can spend it on several things. and let's get rid of all of the stuff downstairs that's 50% there, that's 10% broken, that doesn't have all the pieces or doesn't work the way it's supposed to. Let's get rid of that stuff. And Goodwill doesn't want your board game that's missing a third of the parts.
Yeah,
I don't want that board game either. But if we really love that board game, we can replace that board game, but this one has to go.
Yeah.
And you just got, like, you can't be connected to the stuff. And there is an absolute emotional attachment that I can have to things, but that is a misplacement of the attachment that I have to things I can't get back.
Yeah.
And when you hold and you see the things, it connects you to, for me, it's just mostly when my kids were littler. And I tell my kids all the time, like, stop growing up, stop growing up, stop growing up. Stay a little. My son is 2 inches taller than me. My daughter is growing every single day. My second daughter is incredibly tall and the brightest ray of sunshine that you've ever met. And Molly runs the show. She's two. They're growing. I have to really actively participate in the idea of thinking about the beginning that happens after the ending. Because if I, my habit is to only get to the ending and then to be an emotional wreck about it. I'm pretty level-headed on most things, pretty practical. I try not to get too high with the highs, too low with the lows. But those kids growing up, man, that is a kick in the butt. And if you let the things be the representation in your home, or in your garage or in your car or whatever of these of an emotional attachment that you have, I have realized that that's what holds me in the stopping place of the ending and doesn't make me go, you know, if we get rid of the little bike that nobody can ride anymore and the little scooter that nobody can ride anymore, and maybe we take them to a place that could use them. If we rid ourselves of these three or four things, maybe we could get a bike that actually fits the kid, and then we could go on family bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
There's an ending that is replaced with a more exciting beginning, but you have to be able to let go. And once I started doing that, I was super into dumpsters. It's difficult. I'm not a hoarder, though. I'm actually the opposite of it. Terry says that she takes things to Savers in Fairview Heights. That's a good suggestion. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching here to see. I'm very conscious of the idea of not giving people my junk, though, because I have had people, like when I was having kids, babies, and especially like the first girl, I would get, like, I would come home and there'd be a tote of clothes on my porch, and I didn't need the tote of clothes because I had already gotten totes of clothes from other people. And, you know, when you're having those conversations with people and they're like, hey, could you use this? And you're like, yes, I totally could. My son has been the great benefactor of my cousins. She has two sons who are older and they have grown out of things up until now while they're all man-sized and they're not really growing out of things like they used to be. His entire wardrobe, his whole life has been inherited. And I've been so grateful for that. My oldest daughter, we got clothes from people. But we got so much clothes from people that we had more than we could possibly use. And it just kept coming. And then all of a sudden it became, people have such kindness in their hearts when they're doing this, but mm-hmm. it did become burdensome. So I've always tried to keep that in mind. Like, not just assume that somebody needs my stuff. Ask if they do.
Yes.
If they're interested in it, come pick through this and pick out what you like.
Yeah.
And then I'll donate the rest to a shelter or something like that.
Asking is the key thing. I saw one of the comments. They said, I just dropped my stuff off at the local church. Contact that church beforehand and make sure that they do have a program where they can use that. We get stuff dropped off at our church sometimes. And it's like, oh, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah. And it might end up in a dumpster.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not what you want to do. But I am very much so in the point of my life trying to juggle everything to make sure that I'm everywhere I need to be and happy while I'm doing it. That all of those things that get thrown up that are barriers for you to get the job done, to do the house clean out, to do right now, for me, it's fitness and exercise. There are barriers that I would throw up that say, oh, I can't do this. I'll just do this when XYZ. I just get rid of them and I just do it, which means that sometimes I have, you know, plunged into something and didn't consider every possible necessity of detail before I went in it. But I started to do it. And then those things work themselves out along the way. And I've committed to doing it. So Dumpster time, kids. Let's go. Man, I'm so excited to go home today. I'm just going to go. I was on the phone with my husband before, and I'm like, he goes, I got to get back to cleaning. I'm like, throw everything away. Just pitch it. Get rid of it. Hopefully I have furniture when I come home.
Yeah, come on. The good empty stuff. House.
Yes.
You're like, oh.
Well, we've talked about wanting to build a home.
Yeah.
And we're very much so interested in that process. And it's like, I'm not going to build a home and move half of this stuff into it. I don't want it. So what do we want? What do we want? And if we've got janky furniture that we're not like feeling safe for visitors to sit on, get rid of that. And if we need to replace it, I'll find a good used version or a good sale at a local furniture store or something. Let's take a quick break. Trish is going to join us. Little Annie, are you okay? Annie is okay with dumpsters. Super excited about this. Let's get Trish in here and wrap up a Thursday so that Ryan Wiggins can be back tomorrow. Aren't you guys excited? I'm so excited. Ryan will be back. He's going to be back. Brad, he's coming back. He'll be here.
He will be here.
He'll be here.
He will be here.
I'm putting it on you, Brad.
I can't think of a better person to put this on.
Me either. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gosh, do we play the whole Adam Wainwright song? This is Adam Wainwright! This is so great. I deem it a dub for the day.
This is a win. This is really good. This is the first time I've heard it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's good.
Yes, he's good. He's legit. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie.
Are you okay with this?
Sure.
Turn it up.
When we say, hey, y'all, how you been? How's your daddy and your mama and them? Y'all want to take a ride down to the lake? Fast a hit, no time to waste. Sound weird the way we talk if you ain't from here, but we were born into this southern draw. So we say, hey y'all.
Song is Hey Y'all. It is by the beloved Adam Wainwright. Yes, that Adam Wainwright. And I want to implore you. Today's first name of Cardinals baseball.
I was wondering if you're going to say anything. It's a little close to talking about it.
I'm super excited about it. It's not happening during my show.
Yeah, that is.
Opening day, different story. I will talk to all 7 of you who will be tuned into 97.1 that day and be so grateful for you. But Adam Wainwright, his song is Hey Y'all. Listen, I know that some of you are like, how does one even buy music anymore? What did you buy? What did you grow up buying, Trisha?
What did I? CDs mostly. But I did have some cassette tapes.
Okay.
And then we switched to iTunes, and there was that MP3s. Napster.
Yeah, that's how we stole music.
Yeah, that was LimeWire and LimeWire era where you'd, but you'd still burn CDs.
West. Yeah, of stolen goods.
Of stolen goods.
It's kind of like squatting.
Did you keep them on your visor in your car?
I did, and every time you'd like have to slam on your brakes, they'd go flying everywhere.
Who could fit all their CDs in the visor
thing? Mine was a double. It would flip. And
well,
it
you
would
have a case, too. Yeah. I still have 3
The case
CD
is
cases.
For the collection. The visor is for the best hits.
The hits.
The hits, the instant need them.
I love the memes that are talking about like people being distracted on their phones while they're driving right now. And we're like, it totally was fine in the 80s and 90s where people have maps all, like you can't even see. We're like looking at a map that is 20 years old. The roads are different now. And you're just like hoping for the best. That and going through the CD thing while you're DJing.
But those darn texters.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Brad's not ready. He's arguing with the YouTube people.
No, somebody was asking where Wainwright's from.
Oh, Georgia. I need you to play her sound. Forget about that for a second.
Okay.
I'm okay with you playing.
And now it's time to play. Is Annie okay with this?
All right, this one's a little gruesome. Man takes severed leg.
Oh, no.
Ew.
A horrifying video is circulating on social media of a man carrying a severed body part of someone killed by a train in Wasco, California.
I saw it.
It's gnarly.
Awful.
I started to watch that video, and then I read what I was watching. I was like, no.
Same. I'm like, what is going on? Oh, no. In the middle of the night.
And thankfully, a lot of the news outlets blurred it out. But if you go to Twitter, you can see the actual video. And it's
a real big endorsement for Twitter.
A man with the lower half of a leg. He was later arrested for removing the evidence from the crash scene. Officials are still investigating the accident.
The evidence. The leg.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in real life.
What are you going to do with that there, bud?
It's really, really rough.
Do you know what he was doing with it?
Yeah. It's yucky.
It's a buffet. Anyway.
Annie, are you okay with really gory horror movies?
Nope.
No.
No, especially when they're real and on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't need to see any of that. I don't need any of it. I'm not the type of person who will see blood and like pass out or whatever. I don't want to see it. And I have a very distinct like crisis mode that I go in. I am very quick to turn into assess the situation, create steps to get past the situation. I'm not a panicker. I'm not a flight person. So I don't know what I would. I've never been confronted with a medical situation that involves a lot of that. But I think that I would just be in on it. I did. I can't remember who this person was. I did one time. I was at church and it might have been like around this time. Yes, it was. It was during Lent. I think it was a Wednesday evening service and I was at church. And a woman's water broke.
Oh,
whoa.
In church. And she had that. Don't you dare. Trisha, you keep that in there right now. But in the event that it does,
I
might be your girl.
Time it, I'm doing that.
No! I asked you to announce the baby on the show, not go into
not
the.
Not have it.
Yes. Ryan can be here. He'll take care of everything. I'm sure he handles that situation like
I changed my mind. The baby's staying in.
Woman went into labor, her water broke in church. And it was actually a pretty amazing thing. There were probably two or three women who kind of noticed, like, she got up. You could just tell when they walked out. And listen, folks, when your water breaks, you cannot be like, cross your legs and keep it in. That's not the way it works. And with Charlie, my oldest, my water broke at home, and it was an event. Put it that way. This woman was leaving church, and you could tell as she was going out, that her water had broken.
Oh, no.
Wowza.
In our church, it's kind of run by elders and ushers. At that point, they were all men. And
like, what is happening?
I mean, they didn't
we
freak
love babies.
Out.
This is beautiful.
But there was myself and I think two other moms or women. I know that for a fact that they had children themselves, got up. I don't know how it happened, but we went to where the janitor closet was, found some gloves, found some stuff, just went while church was still going on. I think it was maybe during offering or communion. So there was.
Does the pastor keep like speaking during this time?
Yeah. You don't stop and be like, whoa, what's going on over there?
Everybody look at her.
No,
keep going.
And it kind of happened towards it was the side of the church and it was maybe towards the back half of the church. And these three women just got up, took care of it.
That's really
went
cool.
Back to our business. Yeah.
That's
so,
not quite the same as a severed leg.
No,
but
that's bodily fluid, yeah, but I mean, I've been there before. It is what it is. Anyway,
that's cool.
No, the answer is no. Okay, not okay with that.
Washington sheriff receives call from curious Sasquatch hunter. A sheriff's office in Washington state revealed last week that it received a strange call from an aspiring Bigfoot hunter. Mr. Blank has concerns about how to stay legal while
hunting. His name, or is this?
It's redacted.
Okay.
While hunting,
you know, Dave Glover's big Sasquatch. Is he still?
Yes, and this might be Dave.
Is that?
We'll have to see.
Was it redacted by Odyssey? I gotta hear the rest of the story.
Mr. KMOX has concerns about how.
No, he's gonna be pretty excited to be labeled Mr. KMOX.
Mr. Blank has concerns about how to stay legal while hunting in Big Meadow Lake area because of our state regulations. Our state regulations are unclear regarding Sasquatch hunts. The Steuben County Sheriff's Office says.
What do they say about snipes?
The Sheriff's Office told the caller that there are no Sasquatch in Stevens County and referred them to a nearby department for follow-up questions.
Refer to him to the next county for their
Sasquatch. That's exactly right.
We don't have any of those.
Call them.
Wait a second. Is it snipes or is it three snipe?
I think it's snipe.
I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's just snipe.
Snipe is plural?
Yeah, because you go snipe hunting. You're not going to hunt snipes.
Yeah, but if you could go squirrel hunting, but you could see three squirrels.
Yeah,
this is
true.
Incredibly important. But somebody tell us who knows.
Yeah.
Who's if you were an
Libby says snipe is plural.
If you were an official snipe hunter, we need to know.
I'm over here trying to figure out what a snipe is.
You've never been snipe hunting?
No.
We'll have to take you snipe hunting.
I was going to say we need to.
I
was thinking.
You guys are.
I was thinking maybe Leah hasn't been snipe hunting.
I would love to go. Maybe I'll go with Leah.
Yeah, see if Leah can go.
Since you guys already do
We're experts.
Yeah.
Okay. At helping people snipe hunt.
I'm having such a good time here. Annie, are you okay with Bigfoot?
No, I think it's a waste of time. But it does. I don't want to sound like I'm taking a shot.
Mr. Campbell
I was going to say, I kind of brought his, I invoked his name. I think they're great.
Super real.
I was just going to say, I think it's a divider
hunting.
It's a divider of people. There are the Bigfoot people, and then there are people like me.
Are the Bigfoot people the same people as alien people? Is that the same, along the same lines, or is the alien thing more plausible?
I think they probably exist in a Venn diagram.
Ooh, yeah. Kamala, yeah. Come on.
Overlap. Yeah.
Lots of overlap, though, I would
think. Yeah. If you are willing to entertain the concept of Bigfoot Sasquatch stuff, you are much more likely to have working theories on aliens. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're aliens. I think we're it.
Mm. All right. I guess no one a Loch Ness monster.
Oh, except for that one. Big fan.
All right. Most U.S. drivers are afraid of self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Despite tech and automakers wanting to take a jump into the future with autonomous cars, a new survey from AAA has found a majority of Americans are afraid of the technology. They surveyed 1,200 U.S. adults, and the 66% reported feeling some fear, while 25% were uncertain. Annie, where do you fall on this? You okay with self-driving cars?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I don't mind riding in a vehicle with my husband. He would probably disagree with that. I'm one of those wives that's like,
well, it's important that you notice the stuff because clearly he's not noticing.
Somebody has to, except for the problem that I've been like looking on my phone the whole time, and then I just look up and choose to dramatically participate.
I do the same thing, but that just means that like you're dipping in, you're taking control of the situation, and dipping back out.
I've had to say to him, literally, like if we're going on a ride that's maybe more than 2 hours, listen, if you love me, here's what I need from you. I know it's not rational. I can't really help it. I will do my best to rein it in. But, you know, like, even if I were going to say, like, don't follow them so closely, he's not following them too closely. I'm just not in control. Mm-hmm. So
I hear you.
It's not a rational thing. And I will tell him, like, I know that I am overtly out of line when I react this way. It is a visceral, natural reaction. And while I'm not reacting like that, I am super tense on the inside. And he's like, okay.
Do you ever close your eyes? Sometimes I close my eyes when I know that like my anxiety is taking
hold. You're trying to keep yourself within yourself.
Yes.
No, I like put my hands across the entire dashboard with my eyes bugged out and be like, what are you doing? It's not that bad.
But Eddie's always like, you know, I do this all the time without you. I'm like, I know, I just don't know.
Those memes of those men driving cars is like that feeling when you drove for 22 years of your life and never died, but you got married. So now it's looking up. But yeah, I'm guilty. I can get into the drive and kind of relax a little bit, but if it's going to be prolonged, I get nervous. And I will tell him, I am going to do my best to keep it within. But if you feel like you're at a good, safe distance, if you could just go back like one more car length, I will do better at my part of this. And he gets it. I'm like, you're not doing anything wrong. I know you're not doing anything wrong. I need you to help
me. Not you.
Help me. Help you. Just kind of the way it goes.
So self-driving cars?
No. Who do I yell at?
That is my big question, too.
That's a great question.
Like, if a self-driving car gets into an accident, who's at fault? And whose insurance pays for it?
Assuming the owner of the car, right?
If Biden's but president,
it's
probably
not their
Elon
driving.
Musk.
Yeah.
Like
taxpayers.
If Biden, yeah, otherwise like, it's probably Donald Trump.
You. You guys go ahead and pay for everybody else's wrecks. McDonald's to sell Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide by the end of 2026.
Smart move.
The rollout will start with three popular Krispy Kreme donuts available individually or in boxes of six, including original glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate ice cream filled. Annie, are you okay with this collaboration?
Yeah, I actually had like an active thought process when I saw that headline and thought, that's brilliant, because McDonald's doesn't do breakfast in donut form.
Yeah, not sweet breakfast.
In any way, right? They might have, do they still have cinnamon rolls? I think they have something cinnamon.
Maybe they always had the apple pies.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know
that's
about
not
the,
necessarily breakfast.
Yeah,
but
the
cinnamon rolls are, I think.
Yeah,
but McGriddle sandwiches are yummy.
Yeah,
but they don't offer anything like that. It doesn't conflict with anything. Everybody loves Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme is not accessible to people everywhere else. And if people are even possibly thinking about like it's not a very whole, you're going to McDonald's. So if you want to eat a donut instead of a really fatty, unhealthy McGriddle, eat your donut. Yep. Like, I just think it's a smart move. They're two good brands, great brands, and they don't cross over, so the partnership made a lot of sense. I like these crossovers.
Chef suggests eating periodical cicadas this spring.
He's wrong.
Chef Joseph Yoon,
I knew it was a man,
would like people to consider eating cicadas. The inside of the cicada nymphs have so much meat in them.
Uh-uh.
They've been eating for 13 or 17 years, he says.
I've been eating for 39 years, and he's wrong.
He has an organization called Brooklyn Bugs that tries to raise awareness
of
edible insects.
Brooklyn.
He's wrong.
Yeah, no. Gross.
What's the question?
Are you okay with eating bugs?
No! Stop it with the bug eating thing. No.
And a rescued baby hedgehog turns out to just be a pom-pom from a hat.
I saw this story.
A woman in England rescued what she believed to be a baby hedgehog from the side of the road.
How long does it take to acknowledge that you've made a mistake?
Overnight. She put it in a box with cat food and put it in a warm place overnight. The next day, she took it to a wildlife hospital where they informed her that it was actually the pom-pom from a beanie hat.
Mm-mm.
She said she was concerned that it didn't move all night, but
Why?
Mostly left it alone because she didn't want to scare it. A vet at the hospital praised the woman for her good intentions, stating that she was an older lady, maybe 60s or 70s, which I don't
Rude!
Think is that old, right?
Rude!
Right.
Rude. There are people listening to the station who will never listen to us again because of that rude comment by that
this
person.
This was a vet in England.
Not us.
Not us.
No.
Yeah, we are not okay with that statement. But
did they say elderly?
They said an older lady.
Older lady. 60.
That's a quote. They did say she was well-spoken and well-meaning and thanked her for her kindness.
I don't believe any of these stories when social media is involved. We're talking about it in St. Louis on baseball opening day.
Yeah, here we are. It's the Annie, Are You Okay segment. My question was, you're okay with Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah,
Sonic
is awesome.
Is a Sega. Yep. We had a Sega Genesis, and we played a lot of Sonic, and I can hear in my head the power up when he's spinning in a circle before he takes off.
Me
fast.
Too. I can hear the dinging of him collecting the coins.
Yeah.
And I can hear
the
rings. Music.
The rings. Not that's Sonic.
That's really all I got.
That's great. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Is Ryan Wiggins going to show up tomorrow?
You know what? I actually talked to him this morning, and he says he's in the country and he's coming back. He doesn't know what kind of shape he's going to be in, but he'll be here.
I can't wait.
That's even better.
Yeah, I need to know. Every time I offer him or he talks about oatmeal cream pies, I'm always like, are you good? Is it okay? I don't want to contribute to anything. He's like, oh, no, I'm fine. Sometimes, every once in a while, he'll tell me no, but it's not very often. So we'll see. Ryan Wiggins back with us tomorrow. Thank you, Tricia. Always good to have you in here.
Of course. Likewise.
We appreciate you. Let's take a quick break. Get the response to the YouTube live chat poll for today. Who is the most responsible for the state of political discourse in the United States? The people, the media, or the politicians? What do you think? We'll get your responses and the results when we come back.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon and sticking with us throughout the course of the day. We're always grateful for each and every one of you. When you tune into the Annie Fry Show or 97.1 FM Talk in general, we know that we are your home for conservative talk here in St. Louis. We take that very seriously, and we're really grateful for you. So thanks for being here today. Each show, as you know, we ask a poll question. And today's poll question, Brad, you came up with this one. It's a good question.
Yeah.
Why'd you come up? What led you to this question today? And I'll let you set it up.
Well, what led me to this question today was when I was cutting audio, I came across a cut by Byron Donalds, and he was talking about, you know, people being cut off because of political reasons and all this other, like cut off from your family because of and friends and losing all that. And he was talking about all that. And
let's listen to it. You want to listen to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Byron Donalds here.
Listen, I like talking to conservative voters. We get mad about politics sometime, but then we go back to life and move on. The people who have basically cut off family members, cut off friends because of politics are from the left. They're people who are so steeped into that ideology. And frankly, that rage, like you said, they can't even hang out with somebody who has a moderate view on politics or a conservative view on politics. As far as they're concerned, if you don't see it their way, you might as well never talk to me again. And don't believe me? Talk to people through this country who have lost family members over politics. It's not conservatives who say, I can't even spend time with you, have a drink with you, go to a game. It's them.
Well, I will stand up for some folks that are with us every day on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We have some very impassioned lefties who are advocating for their side and their perspective, which is the antithesis of usually what I'm talking about or what a lot of the other people are there. But they do come and hang out here. I hope that the people in their real life that think maybe the way we do, I hope they have those relationships. But, you know, we do have conversations on the Annie Fry YouTube channel every day with unlike-minded people. But
absolutely.
The internet.
Yes.
That's not real life.
Yeah. And so my thing is like, this is very saddening to me that people are struggling with broken relationships, all this. And at the end of the day, I want to figure out who's responsible for it. So our options in this are the people, the media, or the politicians. And whenever I look at this question, when I think about this, I always come back, and this one to me is very obvious. It's the people. You are responsible for you. The devil made me do it is not an excuse, no matter who your devil is. It doesn't matter what the media tells you. It doesn't matter what the politicians tell you. You are responsible for your actions and your behavior. So if you don't want to see political discourse like this, then you need to be the change you want to see.
Jonathan agrees on the people response. He said on YouTube, I chose the people in the poll due to the fact that enough people take the time to educate themselves on what is true and what is not. Wake up, people. Sheep. Very directly
that
pointed. Ender says, I said media at the beginning of the show, but like Doug said, I think I'm changing my answer to the people, mainly as evidenced in the chat. It started as the media, but has since shifted. There, like I said, a lot of dissenting views in the chat. We try to include everybody here as long as they are not disrespectful. Chris says, poll was a hard one. I picked the media. If the media isn't holding politicians accountable, they are going to do whatever they want. The people don't know any better for the same reason. Let's do Rick's. I might have to think about this poll. For now, I'd say all of the above. Power-hungry politicians, biased media, and individuals with limited knowledge of the complexities of government issues. Come on, Rick, you got to commit. Julius says, I have to say the media, as the mainstream media lies to the people. And there's a bunch of other ones here. Nat says the right-wing media complex started on talk radio and exploded by Fox News is responsible for a bulk of the extreme polarization and tribalism that defines the current discourse. Nat, it's funny that Fox News Radio was an answer to all of the leftist-leaning media out there. You only have a problem when the right starts to do it? That seems polarizing in and of itself. Let's go to the YouTube results here. Who is the most responsible for the state of political discourse in the United States? 13% of you say the people, 20% say the politician, and 67% of you put it on the media. I think I might agree with that. I think media might have been my vote as well. Thank you for being here with us today. Do not go anywhere. Keep it on 97.1 because Mark Reardon's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.